This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The over 3,100-acre Dry Fork fire that's been burning north of Gillette has been 90% contained as of early yesterday, according to fire officials. Downsizing the response to the fire has begun, reducing the almost 400 people working, with minimal personnel on scene now to check for smoldering and close out the blaze. The cause of the largest wildfire in Campbell County thus far has not been determined. Investigation is ongoing. Temperatures continue to be warm in the area, with forecasted highs in the low to mid-90s. Is expected for the rest of the week into the weekend. There is a slight chance of showers late today and tonight. Smoky haze will persist in the area today and tomorrow due to wildfires. Those with breathing issues should exercise caution. First United Methodist Church has a new pastor. Corey Young takes over duties leading the congregation from Samara Jenkins. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The heated debate over whether or not a transgender performer should have been allowed to schedule performances in the teen room at the Gillette Public Library continues with a very clear divide in the community. Proponents from many sides expressed their concern at the most recent Campbell County Commission meeting, citing religious and safety of the city's children as a reason as to why magician Michaela Oz was not welcomed in Gillette. Others, including a gay man who's lived in Gillette all his life, expressed concern about how this intolerance has painted the city in the eyes of the public. Still others expressed concern over unchecked progressivism at the cost of continued support from the energy industry. Commissioner Rusty Bell commented that the whole situation could have been handled differently. He also said that the county can take safeguards and do what it can to protect children, but it cannot discriminate against anyone because of their sexual orientation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.